As car and SUV prices keep going up, buyers are taking out longer car loans, 6, 7, even 8 years. It's a way to reduce the monthly payments, but consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org, tells us these really long loans can be a costly mistake.
Dimitri, the market for long-term financing, 6 years or more, has grown dramatically in recent years. According to Bankrate.com, the average new car buyer these days is financing about $34,000 and taking out a loan of 68 months. That's almost 6 years.
A longer loan lowers those monthly interest payments. What would be wrong with that?
Because it can lead to financial problems down the road. I asked Jack Gillis, executive director of the Consumer Federation of America and the author of the car book, to explain how that works.
Well, the big cost of owning a car is often your interest charges. So if you have a 5, 6, 7 year loan, your interest costs are going to be enormous in terms of the value of that car over time. The second thing that will happen is for the first year or two, you'll be what we call upside down in that car, which means you will owe more on that car than it's worth.
Being upside down is a problem if you get tired of that vehicle and want to trade it in, or if it gets stolen or totaled in an accident. If you owe more than it's worth, you won't get enough to pay off the loan balance if you sell it or receive an insurance settlement. That means you'll have to come up with a difference. You could be on the hook for thousands of dollars.
To stretch their budget, Herb, some people are combining a long loan with a low down payment, which I assume only compounds the problem?
That's right, because with that small down payment, you're financing even more, which means it'll take you even longer to build up substantial equity in that vehicle. And keep this in mind. According to Edmunds, a typical car loses about 20% of its value in the first year. So if you haven't put down at least that much, you're already upside down and owe more on that loan than the car is worth.
In your checkbook story, you caution long-term car loans can lead to a cycle of debt. Can you explain how that happens?
Yes, many buyers love their cars when they're new, but less so after several years when faced with higher maintenance bills, or they simply get tired of what they're driving. If you're still paying on that loan but want or need a new ride, you may be tempted to roll that unpaid balance from the old car into a new loan, and that creates an ever-increasing cycle of debt. Dealers are happy to help you with this, but financially, it's not a smart move. You now have a loan that's more than that new vehicle is actually worth.
So what's the advice for buyers on the length of that car loan?
Well, Jack Gillis, the car book author, recommends a loan that's 4 years or less. If you can't make that work for you, Gillis says, then maybe you should find a less expensive vehicle, buy used, or save up until you can make a bigger down payment.
Consumer man Herb Weisbaum with checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com. Search loan.